I'd like to read a few verses from John, Gospel of John, chapter 1, commencing from verse 26 to verse 29. John answered them, saying, I baptize you with water, but there standeth one among you, whom you know not. He it is who comes after me. He is preferred before me, whose shoe latchet I am not worthy to unloose. These things were done in Bethabara beyond Jordan, where John was baptizing. The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him, and said, Behold the Lamb of God, which takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, After me cometh a man, which is preferred before me. For he was before me. I would just like for a few moments that we have this morning to consider very briefly those words. John said concerning Jesus, Behold the Lamb of God. And I'd like to bring out four aspects concerning the Lamb in Scripture concerning our Lord Jesus Christ, with three words that follow. The Lamb, sacrifice, and redemption. And the Lamb then in Scripture, as we know, is figurative of Christ and his innocence. Read to us, he stood as a lamb, led as a lamb. He opened not his mouth. The significance then is Jesus as Son of Man, yes, Son of God, but very much man born into this world, his sinless sacrifice for a sinful world. John 3 in verse 16, well loved, well known. We know the verse, but it sums up so lovely and so well the significance. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Therefore, the first thing we see from this is God's judgment upon sin in Romans 5 and verse 12. Why? Because it tells us all have sinned. Every one of us is in this state, and we fall short because of it. But it demonstrates his love as we consider, secondly, that God's love and mercy towards us sinners, yes, condemned by sin, but mercy and love towards us as sinners through his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Christ died for us. Four aspects then, all to do with redemptive sacrifice. And the first one I would like to bring is this. It was given as a type in Old Testament history from God's word. The Passover lamb. If we look at Exodus and chapter 12, there we see the significance of what this represents. And we know that God's people were then in slavery in Egypt, in bondage. But they were to be delivered. And the Egyptians were plagued, and the last plague upon them was to come. And so God's people were to be released and set free. But what they had to do was to take a lamb without blemish, in other words, without defect. Perfect. And they had to kill and eat and be ready because they were about to leave. But what they had to do was something very important, very significant, for it saved them as it condemned the Egyptians. That was to take the blood of that lamb and smear it on the lentils of their homes. So every home in Egypt where Israelites lived had the blood. Why? Why did they have to do this? Well, the reason was that the last plague, the worst and most terrible plague of all, was the death of the firstborn of the Egyptians. They'd been warned, but they took no notice. And now it was judgment upon Egypt that the angel of death was to pass over the whole land and strike the firstborn dead of all Egyptians. But redemption, which means being set free from slavery, which we'll see, for Israel, God's chosen people, that's what it was. It was a memorial for all time for them to keep. Something to remember and remember God for his deliverance. That they were brought out of slavery through sacrifice. And this, of course, is illustrative. It's given us the type of Christ himself. But later in number 3, which we must add, is this. That there was a redemptive price. What was it? It was to be paid to God by the firstborn in all Israel. You see, they had to realize the value. The value was through the blood. Their redemption was the blood, the sacrifice, that set them free. So they had to understand what it meant when that lamb was slain and the blood was put where it was. It was for their deliverance. They had to realize God set them free. The price was blood of a lamb that was slain, of a sacrifice that was given. Then, secondly, it was foretold through prophetic word, through the prophecy in the word of God, again, in the Old Testament. Both before he was born, and we had it beautifully read to us so well, Jesus in his humiliation and suffering in Isaiah 53, right the way through the whole chapter, but the significance in verse 7, where we read, he was led as a lamb to the slaughter. Yet he opened not his mouth, like the song, like he chose the nails that day when he could have walked away. But he didn't. He died for our sins upon that cross, the innocent, like the lamb. But he was sinless, Son of Man, dying for us. And there it was foretold in Scripture. But you see, it brings it near. It was also foretold, secondly, in this, in the reading that we read. And it was prior to his earthly ministry began. For John said, "Behold the Lamb of God." Jesus had now come to take away the sins of the world. Our sin, all sin. And John turned everyone's attention towards the Lamb of God. And that then, it was foretold. But the third thought that I'd like to bring out is this. And this centers our thoughts and our thinking today upon representation of what it means. It was demonstrated and fulfilled in its fullness at Calvary on the cross. The crucifixion of our Lord Jesus Christ, Lamb of God. You see, this is redemption in its greatest context. This is the fullness of what everything else represents in God's word, right up to this time. The fulfillment of the promise given by God that he would come to die for us upon the cross. Redemption then For all who believe, all believers, and all who will believe, it's given to all to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. That his blood, his sacrifice for sin, cleanses us all from all sin. It's given to all. But thank God, those who know him, we who love him, we who value what it means, then we give thanks to him. Because you see, the price was paid for our sins. He paid the price himself.
Thank you.
He took our place. We were condemned to die. God's word had said, the soul that sinneth shall die under judgment and condemnation. Thank God, the Son of God, Son of Man, came to save us.
Thank you.
Take it away. We'll see this as we go on further. Our sinless Saviour. You see, redemption is deliverance by purchase. That's what redemption means. Purchase from bondage. No longer slaves to sin. Like the Israelites in Egypt and the world. No longer in bondage, but set free through the blood of the Lamb, our Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ. That is redemption, that by nature we are slaves to sin. John 8 and 34 tells us this. But through his death, Jesus by his death purchased sinners, setting us free. Setting us free from the power of sin and death. No more condemnation because of this. No more separation. All of that is removed. It's gone, thank God. Why? Firstly, it was bought at a great cost. The price, the life of the sinless Son of God, our Saviour. Not only bought, but brought back to God. He himself, through his word, brings us back to the presence of his Father. We give thanks. What a marvellous thing it is to give thanks to God. What a privilege it is to be in his presence, to remember what it means, what it signifies, what redemption really means. Setting free from slavery and sin. We'll see also as we celebrate on Easter Sunday, thank God it didn't stay there. For there was the resurrection, praise God, that brings new and everlasting life.
Wonderful.
Life to us all.
Thank you.
Everlasting life.
Thank you.
Because of the price that he paid. Then fourthly and lastly, we've looked at, it was given as a type, thank God, in Old Testament history. It was foretold through the prophecy in God's word, which was fulfilled, was demonstrated in its fullness on the cross at Calvary. But there yet remaineth another thought concerning the Lamb of God, a precious thought that takes us out of the present and takes us into the future. For we have a future. We have a future with him because he bought it for us. And then it's this. It will remain forever throughout all time and eternity. But if we turn to Revelation in chapter 5, just prior then, we must look at Hebrews 10 and verse 12. And remember, it was a once for all sacrifice. There remaineth no more, thank God, sacrifice for sin. Jesus himself, our sacrifice, our Saviour, paid it fully. No more, thank God. He did it once for all. We all have to believe that he did it. We all need to know that we're saved because of him. That's so vitally important. But then to consider the Revelation and chapter 5. I would just like to read some verses from that chapter, just again the context of what I want to say, and it's this. John's taken up to heaven on the Lord's day. That's the Apostle John. And this is what we read as he wrote. And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof? No man in heaven, nor on earth, nor under the earth was able to open the book, neither to look therein. And I wept much, because there was no one found worthy to open and read the book, neither to look therein. And one of the elders said unto me, Weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four living creatures, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb, as it had been slain, having seven horns, seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God, sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odours, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, You are worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for you were slain and have redeemed us to God through your blood out of every kindred, tongue, and people, and nation. Just then, briefly, Jesus, Lamb of God, slain for sinners, a once for all sacrifice, leads us to our reading. John saw in the midst of the throne a lamb slain. We could go on and talk about the lion, the strength, the majesty. It speaks of our Saviour's humanity. But it wasn't a lion he saw, it was a lamb of sacrifice. And that's how precious the value of the blood shed. Throughout all eternity it remains. It shall ever be the same. Remember, the Lord said, See the nail prints in my hand and in my feet. And you see, the Lamb was slain and has prevailed and is worthy. And so the song of the redeemed, the song of the redeemed is our song. Let's remember that. Yeah. That is our song. Then read it again. The song of the redeemed. Saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honour and glory and blessing. Worthy the Lamb. John said, Behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world.